This is Wade Brenske with the Chief Organizer's Report. Trump, his own worst enemy. From what I read, a lot of Biden people are worried, and they have reason to be. President's poll numbers are down, including in some of the battleground states. Reportedly, there is slippage among some of his core base of blacks and Hispanics. Even if President Trump is the opponent that Biden wanted, it's no cakewalk. Before people start tearing their hair, wearing sackcloth, and seeing where they can stay in Canada if the apocalypse comes early on Election Day, it's worth thinking about some of the positives. One for sure is Biden's lead in the money race, which is mammoth. Even if the jury may not come in on any of the Trump cases, the litigation cost and the existing money awards are threatening his entire business empire. Using his campaign money and some of the Republican National Committee's cash to cover his costs means that Biden may have opened up close to a $100 million lead at this point in the contest. The Trump campaign made a token $300,000 ad buy targeted at the black community, while the Biden campaign announced a $30 million first ad buy in the battlegrounds. Money won't win the race, but it definitely will make a difference. More importantly, to my mind, is the fact that Trump can be counted on to be his own worst enemy, and this could cost him votes he will desperately need. One example is his backing of marginal and fringe candidates who can be counted on for whack comments and are also welded tightly at the hip to Trump himself. Take the Republican nominee for governor in North Carolina or the winner of the Senate primary to face current Ohio Senator Sherrod, please. These are some wing nuts, but MAGA all the way. A lesson on extremism could be taught by the defeated Republican candidate for governor last round in Arizona, who's now trying to run for the open Senate seat and is attempting to dial it down and make nice for a change. Wackadoodle nonsense is going to move moderates and independents away from Republicans from the top of the ballot on down. Trump uses a loyalty test more often than a political weather vane and may find himself caught in the storm. Then there's all the evil coming out of Trump's own mouth. Saying the 2024 election is going to be rigged is hardly an encouragement for his heavy breathers to get out and vote. Some observers are noting that this could be significant. His bloodbath comments are not going to help, except with his Jan 6 crowd. His waffling on abortion, his hiding out on Gaza, his constant misogyny, besides costing him big money, can't be getting him votes from a lot of women. His own slips of the tongue and his own advanced age and none too robust physical condition are going to make it hard to inflict permanent damage on Biden on these categories as well. Admittedly, all of these things are catnip for his base and a huge part of his stage act at his rallies. He can't help himself. Trump forgets that despite how polarized the voters are between true love for him and never for another term, it's the voters in the middle and on the margin that are going to decide this race. This is Wade Brenske. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.